Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the air for another edition of Stand Up for News. I'm Mac James Esterline. My co-host here, Scott Patrick. Say hi, how was your week?
Yeah, it's good to be here. My week's been great, actually.
I like hearing that. Yeah, we also have the artist currently, presently, and always known as Christopher Wright. Woo-hoo. Christopher Wright's about to have a seat here. He's just getting stuff ready. All right, so... You want me to go first and start with the news, or you want to kick it off?
You're so full of energy. Let's have you start off.
All right, here we go. Biden's mandate last week got rejected again. Now he's 0 for 2. His bill got rejected for his mandate. Who the heck is Bill, and why can't they go on a date together? Right? 0 for 2 means Biden's bill crapped the bed, didn't it? Yeah, just like he crapped the bed in front of the Pope when he pooped his pants at the Vatican. I mean, if I could poop my pants anywhere, dude, it'd probably be the Vatican too, right? That'd be epic. But I'd do it at the White House if I could, but I'm sure that's already been done.
Yeah, now that Biden's there anyway.
Biden said the other day inflation is due to COVID's pandemic, you know? That's what he was saying the other day on TV. And I went to put air in my tire, and guess what? And the price went up 50 cents. It's $2 instead of $1.50 for air. Inflation, you guys. All right, go ahead, Scott. Tell us what you got for us.
Yeah, so a New Zealand man had a cockroach trapped in his ear for 3 days. Yeah, the man said it only made him half as squeamish as watching Biden videos when he was sniffing those kids. I got another story here. In Houston, an escaped hermit crab was found down the street 3 months later, which is good for the children that lost the hermit crab, but only he was found with an opioid addiction, and instead of a shell, he was set in a crushed Newport box.
You get that one?
So possibly the world's largest potato is to receive a DNA test for its bid for the Guinness record. But they are confident that the DNA test will prove that the world's largest potato is, in fact, Donald Trump.
Here's one, buddy. Are you still going?
No, you
are. Okay, we'll go back and forth.
All right.
All right, nurses all over the nation in the news today said that they're exasperated by COVID. And due to COVID, I learned how to say the word exasperated. So you got to look at the silver lining, you guys. Thank you, Webster. Thank you, COVID. And thank you, nurses. I learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Exasperated.
The more you know.
Want me to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
Unnamed local restaurants put cute little dolphins on their to-go order bags at their seafood places. Yeah. Mm. Cute little dolphin on a bag. PETA's real mad about it because those bags kill the dolphins, you know? And to me, it's like... slapping a cute little baby picture right on a condom. I mean, like, actual, not the wrapper, but right on the condom. All right, go ahead with another one, buddy.
So the Army has their first full-time rap artists starting basic training. Yeah, they have new vocalist positions within the United States Army Field Band. I'm just hoping that one of them doesn't make it through boot camp so I can see if people start calling him Little Discharge. You know, they asked, Shaggy the rap artist, you know, he had some popular songs. He was a Marine in the Marine Corps. He served in the Persian Gulf War. You know, when he was asked why he didn't join the Army Field Band, he was quoted as saying, "Wasn't me." So I got another one here. Scientists say a fetus was preserved within an Egyptian mummy because it was pickled. Yeah. So I found that story useful because now I know what the Vlasic pickle stork has been carrying all these years.
Oh my god.
Pickled fetuses.
All right, you want me to tell you a short one here? A new thing that's coming out, there's about 10 million of these COVID pills they're trying to get here from Germany that Pfizer made. So now you don't have to take the shot, you can take the pill. Yeah. Now there's two morning after pills we got to take.
I think that's you.
Just wear a mask, you know, just wear a mask, you guys. Yeah. You wear your mask, you know, everybody will be great. You like Spider-Man? Hey, welcome, Don Reese.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks. You like Spider-Man?
I haven't seen the movie.
Everybody likes Spider-Man. He saves the city from bad guys every day, and he wears a mask, you know? Does your Uncle Ben have to die before you put your mask on? From COVID? All right, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, take her away.
So, but when you're wearing a mask during the initiation anyways, is it still dirty talk?
Yeah.
So an Australian man found a 25-year-old message in a bottle that washed up on a riverbank. And the message inside said, "We've been trying to reach you about your vehicle's extended warranty." No, actually, it actually did say Epstein didn't kill himself.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
I'm just playing. So, two Guinness World Records have been broken by a woman in Ohio. One for having a 225-pound ball of human hair.
Oh.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, she's also... the other record she got was for being the weirdest person in Ohio.
Well, Chris is here with us because he's going to give us some news in music because he is the artist currently always... known as Christopher Wright. Go ahead.
Indeed. Thank you so much, guys. So, recently Adele canceled the concert in Las Vegas that a fan had flown cross-country to go and see her for. She was obviously very upset, but this same fan had also flown out to London when Adele had also canceled the concert, so had flown across the ocean to go see her just to find out, oh man, the show's canceled and that's it. So Adele, I guess, found out about it and offered to fly her out to her next show and post up like her room and board and like, you know, food and all that stuff and travel expenses. So that's really nice, you know, in the end. But can you just imagine like flying, you know, across the world basically to see an artist just to be like, now you got to go back home. Man.
Goodbye.
Right? In other news, a teen rapper is out on bail from his record label's money after accidentally shooting a New York City cop. I thought that they issued an arrest warrant for a cruise ship. Right. Meanwhile, meanwhile, back here in Florida, they offer an arrest warrant for an entire cruise liner for an unpaid gas bill. Apparently, I don't know the law. And then
how does the law work?
Right. How does the law work with that? And then finally, Jennifer Coolidge recently said that what's her name? A big nipple, Ariana Grande, right? I thought she said that she brought her career back to life. Man, this whole time. I thought that that Ariana here was just a Starbucks coffee. If only she could do the same for Mac Miller's career.
Turns out she's the bomb. Hey, after that bomb went off at the concert.
Yeah, in England, that someone set off a bomb in the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, it's really, really tough now because going to our concerts could cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, my God. Yes, and that is the world of music news currently today. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Chris. You're going to play us a little jingle later, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
All right, the weather right now is pretty cold here, but not as bad as up in Minnesota. Negative 50 degrees in Minnesota with the wind chill, you guys. Yeah, but I live in Florida, so IDGAF. Oh, IDGAF. You know what that stands
for.
All right, remember Pablo Escobar? He used to have a zoo. The drug dealer guy in Colombia, he used to have a zoo on his property. And after they busted him and everything, they took all his animals and spread them out on zoos and then back into the wild, except for the hippos. They left the hippos. They left his four hippos there. And now, 40 years later, there's like over 100 hippos now. Yeah, a bunch of coked up hippos running around mating, you know, eating all the vegetation. PETA and the environmentalists, they're kind of concerned about it. But Hasbro wants to take advantage of it and make a new game. It's called Junkie Junkie Hippo. And you press the button real fast, and you try to gobble up all the little crack cocaine rocks in the middle of the board with a hippo. Yeah, it's going to be sweet. Hungry, hungry hippo. Junkie, junkie hippo.
Junkie, junkie hippo.
Which makes sense because people on cocaine usually can't keep their mouths shut.
Junkie, junkie hippos.
I have a surprise for you. Okay. Here, I'm giving you two tickets to the State Fair coming up and two tickets for the gentleman over there. And Chris, you get two tickets.
Thank
so enjoy.
You,
Yay.
Thank
a little
so
surprise, surprise today. Can I tell one joke?
No, the State Fair, you guys.
I love if you tell a joke.
Yes.
This is just, it happened this morning. My husband said to me, honey, you haven't paid any bills lately. I said, yes, I have with your credit card.
Nice.
Sounds familiar to me.
Should get him some ointment for that burn later.
You want to hear this thing I heard today? It's a funny news I heard. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and the nation declared that Kim Jong-un, his father Kim Jong-il, invented the burrito in 2011 before he died. He invented it to save his country from the starvation. Everybody knows that the wet burrito was invented in Grand Rapids in Kent County at the Beltline Bar. It's a fact. Not in Mexico either. Shots fired. Go Griffins. G-Rap. That's where I grew up, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, buddy. Don't start messing with our burrito. Also in news, North Korea launched a fifth missile nuclear warhead this morning. Tested that thing out. Shots fired right back, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just
you can have your burrito, psycho.
Yeah, don't mess with Grand Rapids. Yeah.
I'm just waiting to hear for when Biden's going to call for Rodman to help him out with North Korea now. Or is he going to ask, if he doesn't come, is he going to ask for LeBron? I'm not really sure.
Oh, my God.
So, you were talking about that hippo story. I saw one story. It was the Smithsonian National Zoo welcomed a baby porcupine. And the things I've learned in, you know, I learned a couple things in that story. First is that porcupines, in the mating ritual, they pee on each other to find out if they want to mate.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the other thing I learned is that, you know, the porcupine is actually R. Kelly's spirit animal. Yeah, so
here's one story I want to get real quick, and then I'll go right back to you. Right. Uncontrollable junk fire in a junkyard, cars and stuff, in Newark, New Jersey. That's going on right now this morning, and it started. Wow. They don't know why, but they can't put it out. And my take on it is, just let it burn. It's New Jersey.
It might actually improve the smell.
Back to you, Scott.
Yeah. So I got another story about a Guinness World Record here. It was a woman from Ontario, Canada. She broke her second Guinness World Record by kicking 178 times in 60 seconds. Yeah, moving a foot that fast. I can only imagine she could earn another world record for most money earned by foot fetish videos.
Nice.
The fastest foot in the land.
The three cops that are being on trial for the George Floyd murder, they're on trial now, right? And today they got to talk. They didn't do anything. They just didn't do anything. That's why they're being tried, because they didn't stop him from killing George Floyd.
Wow.
So they were all there within less than a week. One of them, it was their very first week as well. Here's the quote they said. "I'm sorry, Your Honor. It was my first day." Yes. They were undertrained, they said. They were undertrained, and it was their first week, and the guy that killed Floyd was the one that was supposed to be training them. Yeah, and then the second guy said, and I quote, "Sorry, Your Honor, I'm new here." I have new people at my job, you know, and they screw up. I say, "Who the heck trained you?"
Right?
Yeah.
Being said, clearly these guys are guilty.
I always thought that police had interrogation wrong. You know, like, realistically, if they want people to talk, suspects to talk, they just have to give them cocaine, like I said, because those people can never shut up. Like, right. Real stuff. But actually, I saw a story.
He's referring to my habit, yeah. I think.
I saw a story where these 100 monkeys were in a vehicle when it crashed on the way to a laboratory, and the police are still looking for one that escaped. But when I looked further in what kind of monkey it was, I learned the species is called macaque, which is exactly where I'm afraid it would bite me.
Oh, here's a sad thing in entertainment. Louis Anderson died the other day, you guys. Rest in peace. Yeah,
that's sad.
I guess the night before he ate some really tainted, horrible meatloaf.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, the night before that, Meatloaf, the artist, had also died. He was eaten by Louis Anderson.
Oh, my God.
Rest in peace, you guys.
It's tragic.
Yeah. Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know why it's taking so many comedians. It's terrible.
It's horrible.
So, an Australian woman found a live scorpion in a package of broccoli. which is a strange story. Yeah, that would be weird. But the only thing I ever found in a package of broccoli is that I'm gay when it comes to broccoli, because I love a fat stem, but I don't care much for the bush.
Okay, here's something that's news. Tax season began yesterday, you guys. Yes, everybody can start doing their taxes. Although this does not concern me, myself, I don't pay taxes. Okay, sports. I got sports news for you. All right, Buccaneers lost. Sorry, you know.
Yeah,
and it says that Von Miller, he is a Luciferian, devil-worshipping Satan worshiper. Did you know that?
He made
a deal with the Dark One himself, the devil, that as long as he spilled goat blood on the field, he could win the game.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
He spilled the goat's blood.
Yeah, spilled the goat's blood.
So Brady.
People keep bugging Brady about retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sick of hearing that, because I'm sure he's sick of them asking him all the time, hounding him, are you retiring? When are you going to retire? Because I can feel for him, because I got to hear that all the time. Mostly from my wife and family. They're like, you're going to retire yet? When are you going to quit doing comedy? When are you going to quit doing comedy? When are you going to quit doing comedy? You're not even funny.
Wow.
Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, you know, I was actually thinking about that. You know, Brady, you know, it would have been ring number 8 for him, but instead he ended up just eating helmet.
The Tampa Bay Rays, okay? That's a new thing in sports the other day. Their request to have half their home games in Montreal, Canada, has been denied by Major League Baseball. Yeah, I kind of get it, because Stu Sternberg used to sit at my bar, and he tips like he's Canadian. So I get it why he wants to be there, spend less of his money. I get it, but it's a terrible idea. Major League Baseball commented and said, you can't just pay your baseball players in maple syrup. They're not hockey players. All right, one more thing in the news. Racist happened. Racism or something, I guess. What is it? Okay, one hockey player in the ECHL. He's an African-American player, Saban. He's kind of famous. He was in the NFL or NHL. He was on about to fight this white guy. It doesn't really matter what the teams are, does it? It's ECHL. Do I got to even tell you? And the white guy didn't want to fight him, and when he was getting pulled away by the ref, he did the he waved his arms at him like a monkey reference, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Saban ran up and smacked him in the face 3 or 4 good times, knocked the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And Jordan Saban was quoted afterwards to saying, I'm a Beatles fan.
Hates the monkeys.
Yeah, I'm like the monkeys. He does like Davy Jones. Everybody likes Davy Jones. He's our favorite monkey.
That's funny.
It's a true story. Yeah, well, the other guy, Panetta or whatever his name is, he got kicked off the team, suspended 30 days, and then the next day they said, you know what? You're done. They kicked him right out of the league forever. That's what he deserves. We don't have time for that in 2022.
Right.
You know? Not on the professional level, not on any level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over to you, Scott.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
Well, actually, we're talking about, there was a 19-year-old pilot, and she becomes the youngest woman to circumnavigate the world.
And whoa.
And Flat Earthers responded saying, they have a history of women faking it. Speaking of incels, I just learned that word the other day, incel. If you don't know what that means, it's spelled I-N-C-E-L. It means involuntarily celibate, which makes sense. Incel, involuntarily celibate. But call me old-fashioned, I'd still rather just be called a husband.
Classic.
Yeah, well, my wife's still mad at me, you know, over Thanksgiving. Do you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
turkey.
My wife is Native American, and I'm Eastern European. So we just, it's a weird situation. So actually, this year we tried to make it more traditional. And my wife, you know, being Native American, showed us how to prepare the meal and make all the meal and all together, me and my son. And at the end, in the European fashion, we gave her some COVID blankets and kicked her out of the house.
Liquor stores want the to-go drink at restaurants, because now it's legal to give away to-go cocktails like alcoholic beverages at restaurants and bars in half the state still. And liquor stores are sick of it. You know, they're losing a little bit of money. I kind of like serving alcoholic to-go beverages and buying alcoholic to-go beverages at restaurants and bars myself, because on the way out, nobody bothers me for any change. You know?
Nice.
That's more change for my inflation.
Oh!
Back to that one there.
Yeah. So more than 80 ostriches escaped and ran loose to a Chinese city the other day. You know, the Chinese, they're not used to seeing birds with that much meat on them. You know, they're known for eating bats, or as they like to call it, the chicken of the tree. Yeah, so...
Smart guns. Two companies are ready to send out their smart guns. You got your smartphones, now you got your smart guns. That's the two companies are putting them out within a couple weeks. Yeah, so now you, it's really cool when you're taking... The filters are great when you're shooting Bambi, you know? And you're taking a shot at Bambi, the cute little filters on there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's more, there's more. Let me get back to my story.
Snapchat filters for shooting.
Yeah, the suicide selfie rate is supposed to go way up. It's projected to increase quite a bit. And cops are super excited because now they get to watch cute little funny TikTok videos while they hunt down minorities.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the suggested low slogan I came up with myself. I hope they call me. If you don't own a smart gun, your gun is stupid.
Nice, right?
Back to you, Scott.
Yeah, so there was actually a story that NASA added a 13th sign to the horoscopes. But there was a horoscope or a zodiac sign that was left out in Babylonian times. So they didn't actually add one to it. They just returned it. But, you know, it made me question if I'm still a Taurus, but realistically it makes sense that I'm a Taurus because, you know, the sign for a Taurus is a bull, and I've always been attracted to anybody with obvious red flags.
All right, Russia, Ukraine. Russia's right on the border with nuclear warheads with them and guns and tanks and everything. Yeah, Kamala Harris today said they sent him a letter, and basically she said the ball is in Putin's court. Well, Putin responded by saying, "Why is Ball in court? Did Ball break law in Mother Russia? Does Ball have legal representation? Punishment for Ball is death." Back to you, Scott.
Well, I just wasn't sure if you wanted to have Chris play some music or whatever.
Well, yeah, well, I got to tell the one more story.
Sure, sure, sure.
This is an important one.
I just saw time was running out.
Okay,
I didn't want to miss that.
This just in. Skeletor from Masters of the Universe, you know, He-Man's arch enemy, he had to turn in his birth certificate to prove that he could run for office. I guess he's been in the country, it says, for 9 years, but he was born in Eternia. And his real name on the document says, Rick Scott. Rick Scott is Skeletor. It says on his... And yeah, Rick Scott's quote to all this was, "I'll get you, He-Man."
Lovely.
All right, Chris, let's play that theme song you were jamming on.
Yeah.
You gonna play us a little pretty song?
Sure,
where can we
sure.
find you? Java Cavas, Deep Station? Friggin'
yeah. Well, tonight
Ocho Lounge.
I was gonna say, well, actually, yeah, tonight you can hear me playing with my band We3M tonight at Ocho Lounge. We're the featured act for the evening, so coming out between 8 o'clock and midnight, and we'll be up there playing with a whole bunch of other people too, and a bunch
Who's
of local.
In that band with you?
My friend Jared Thompson, he's our drummer,
and Professor J
himself. Yep, and then Nick Avalone, the crooner himself and main lyricist. Yeah, he's good. They're fantastic. I love being in a band with them, and we're getting our shows up off the ground here. So I think what I'll do is
I'll sing the song, and you go ahead. And
yeah, I'll play.
This is going to be our new theme song, you guys, listeners out there. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I'll play an original of ours that we've been working on. We don't have lyrics for it yet, so this will kind of work really well. So it kind of goes like,
stand up for news, stand up for news, stand up for news. Stand up for news, we'll stand up for you. We do stand up too. Stand up for news, stand up for news, stand up for news, stand up for news, stand up. Don't sit down, do it for the news, do it now. Stand up for news, stand up for news. Stand up for news. for news. Woo! Yeah.
Okay. You want to get your photos in?
Sponsor today is Russo's Pizza, where we have open mic every Thursday. Come out and check out the stand-up comics. And it starts at 8 o'clock right there on Belcher and Gulf to Bay.
Yes,
come on
yes,
down
yes.
to Russo's. The other one is come see me at Leverox, our other sponsor. Leverox, great seafood.
Oh, fantastic.
Where we have the best hush puppies.
Oh, the absolute best hush puppies. They're the freshest
have
every
you
single
tried
day.
Them?
Oh, dude, they are so light and fluffy. They're so delicious. I love them.
You know,
I'm not just saying that. They're fantastic. Like, really, you need to try them.
This guy sat at my bar the other day and he asked me, hey, James, how do you make your hush puppies?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, out back we got a little puppy pen. And we just go back out there and we grab the loudest little puppy and he's like, arr, 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 and I snap his little puppy neck.
And just hush him.
And then we take him inside and we take a melon baller, scoop him up, and we put him right there in the deep fryer. I can't
it's
have
so
any right now because I'm on a diet, man. Yeah, I'm on a hush kitten diet.
That's right.
But
that's
we
right.
make them the same way. If you want hush kittens, it's off the menu, but I got them. And we got a little kitty cat pin out back, and I go out and get the loudest little kitten, and when it's like, meow, meow, I snap its little kitten neck, take it inside, and take the melon ball, you know, and scoop it up, put it right in the deep fryer,
mm-hmm.
serve them up, and plate them to you folks. Right there, it's out on South Pasadena. Come see me at the bar every friggin' day almost, except Thursday nights.
Yep.
Because we're at Russo's.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
stand up.
Yeah, and if you want cool guitar intros, you know, I do that for all the comedians. I think it's a $50 cash prize for the winner since it's kind of like a competition style. Whoever can bring the most people, get the most laughs, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, come on out. Have a good time. You know, the food's great. The atmosphere is great. It's in a good location right there on Belcher and Gulf to Bay. So, yeah, you don't want to miss it.
Just so the listeners know, we don't use like little chihuahuas. We use big Great Danes and St. Bernards because we can get like 160 of them out of a St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to like a chihuahua, we can only get like 7 or 8.
Plus, they're a little spicier.
And they're extra spicy. That's all for Stand Up for News, right? Is that it for us?
I think that's it.
All right, well, we appreciate you listeners. Come out and see us at Russo's.
Yep, and coming out to Ocho Lounge tonight if you want to see me and my band, We3M, Pinellas Park.